Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to thank distinguished panelists for their fruitful insight. Women are not merely recipients, but are actively driving the process of the development forward. Their significant and meaningful contribution to the realization of the right to development can make holistic development more sustainable. The achievement of the right to development is unattainable without the active involvement of the women. Empowering women economically, socially, and politically, alongside promoting gender justice and environmental sustainability, are crucial steps in the creating a more just and just socially where development benefits all its members. Women participation in the politic and decision maker making processes is the pivotal for realizing the right to development. Their representation in the government and civil society ensure a more inclusive and equitable approach to policy development and implementation. Promoting gender justice should be at the core of the realizing the right to development. Empowering women with equal right to and approach and opportunity insurance that development benefit all members of the society, leading to more sustainable and equitable in progress. In Iran, women and girls constitute approximately half of the country's population. With the enactment of the various supportive law and the implementation of the policy based on the positive discrimination, the government's approach and public policy have aimed to strengthening the presence and participation of the women and girls in the various sectors of country, especially in the decision-maker process, including the juridically, healthcare, education, and sport sectors. Presently, over the 60% of the university admission in the Iran are women. The demographic upon graduation enters the field of the education, medicine, engineering, and policy making and contributing significant to the nation progress. The present and active of the more than 3,000 especially non-government organizations in the field of women testify to activism and role of the segment of the society in the in today's Iran. Currently, more than 30% of the university faculty members are women. Women and girls constitute approximately 50% of the workforce in the science, innovation, and technology-based sector, with around 60% activity engaged in management and leadership roles within this company. This statistic holds great significance and influence for the future participation of the women in decision-making process in the country. Women and girls in the all society encounter challenges specific to their respective contexts arising from various social conditions. However, in every society, in alignment with these unique circumstances, opportunity exists for women and girls to empower themselves and contribute to the sustainable development and governance of their community. I thank you, Madam Chair.